This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
If you're thinking, I should go for a run today, but it looks like it could rain, Sierra says save on epic rain jackets. If you're also thinking, but I can't go out in these beat-up old running shoes, Sierra says save on top brand running shoes. And if you're still thinking, but I'm also busy performing brain surgery, well, then we say, you really should have led with that. Sierra, let's get moving to your local store, like now. Go!
Add a berry blast off for your day with the new Berry Pebbles. A berry twist on a classic breakfast. Perfect for giving those growing minds a blast of creativity. With the new Berry Way to Pebbles. Yabba dabba do you with Berry Pebbles. Head to postpebblescereal.com to learn more. Yabba dabba do and the Flintstones and all related characters and elements, copyright and trademark Hanna-Barbera.
Here at Radio Astronomy, the podcast from the makers of BBC Sky at Night magazine, we're running a special series of daily episodes in celebration of Back Garden Astronomy Week, taking you through everything you need to know to get out and start observing the moon. Back Garden Astronomy Week runs from the 2nd to the 9th of March 2020, but if you've missed it, don't worry. The tips and tricks from the series will work just as well at any other time of year, and you can always sign up at www.skyatnightmagazine.com/backgarden to receive your free beginner's guide. Day 4. Over the last few days, we've introduced you to the moon's phases and its dark patches, the lunar seas. Both of these features can be seen with your naked eye. However, your eyes can only see so much, and if you want to get a better view, then you'll need to get yourself some binoculars or a small telescope. Most people new to astronomy find it's best to start with a pair of binoculars, as they are affordable, easy to use, and require little setup. If you have a pair at home, then these should be good enough to get you started. But if you don't, then visit www.skyatnightmagazine.com, where we have lots of guides and reviews to help you make your choice. Whether you start with binoculars or telescopes, you should now be able to get a closer look at the seas. Their shapes should become much clearer. Depending on how powerful your equipment is, you may even be able to make out a few of the largest craters. If you look at the features in the middle of the illuminated region and compare them with those which are on the edge between the light and the dark sides, you should notice that you can see more definition in those which are closer to the dividing line. This line is known as the terminator, and there are always two on the opposite sides of the moon, though we can only ever see the one that's on the side closest to us. When the moon is waxing, i.e. more of the surface is illuminated each day, the terminator we can see is the morning terminator. The evening terminator crosses across the other side of the moon and only becomes visible when the moon is waning. Try running your binoculars along the lunar terminator and see what different features you can make out. A lot of people think that if you want to get a look at something on the moon, such as a crater or a mountain, then the best time to see it is during the full moon. But that's not actually the case. Instead, you're usually better off trying to observe things on the moon when they are closer to, if not directly on, the terminator. This is because this is the region where the sun will be lowest in the lunar sky. You can see why this is by doing a quick experiment. Point a torch directly at a bare wall in a dark room. All you'll see is a torchlit wall. Now, take that torch and hold it flat against the wall so the beam of light is shining along its surface. The contrast of light and shadow will magnify every blemish and dent on the surface, making them stand out prominently. The same thing happens on the moon, but instead of the torch, it's the sun. Features near the terminator are thrown into starker contrast. Mountains cast shadows which make them look immense, while the play of light and dark around craters reveals intricate detail. Even the apparently flat lunar seas take on a new appearance as gentle lumps and bumps suddenly become prominent features, which are quite easy to see with magnification. It doesn't last long, though. The terminator marches slowly and endlessly across the moon's face. As the full moon approaches, new surface features get revealed each evening. Then, after the full moon has passed, the evening terminator takes over, illuminating features from the other direction as it slowly cloaks everything in the dark shadow of night once again. To see the most detail for relief features, features with height or depth, the best time to view them is when the terminator is nearby. Keep an eye on the region throughout the month and you should see lots of different features. That's it for today. For detailed guides about what to see on the moon, why not subscribe to BBC Sky at Night magazine? Check out the latest print and digital subscription offers at www.skyatnightmagazine.com/subscribe and discover more great sights on the lunar surface each month.